Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump says he's done cooperating with congressional investigations and plans to fight all subpoenas for information on him, his businesses, and his family. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the motive by Democrats seeking the information is political.
I mean, you can only go so far in harassing the president without violating the Constitution. They have gone way past that line.
Giuliani was speaking on the ABC podcast Start Here. A federal appeals court in San Francisco is waiting a Trump administration policy that's forcing nearly 2,000 migrants to wait in Mexico while U.S. courts process their applications for asylum. KQED's Farida Jabila Romero has details.
The judges are deciding if the Remain in Mexico policy can continue pending the outcome of a case on behalf of 11 Central American asylum seekers who say their lives are threatened in Mexico. Judge Paul Watford pressed the government attorney on the obligation not to return people to a place where they'll face persecution.
How could you set up a rational system to comply with that obligation when you won't even ask the person if they have a fear, when they wouldn't know to volunteer that?
The Justice Department's Scott Stewart said border officials are not required to ask about Mexico, but that individuals do have the opportunity to voice their fears. For NPR News, I'm Farida Jabala Romero.
The U.S. Supreme Court is once again imposing limits on class actions by workers seeking compensation for alleged wrongs. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, the vote was 5-4, with the court's conservatives in the majority.
For most of the last decade, a conservative Supreme Court majority has increasingly limited the ability of employees to band together in class action lawsuits or even in arbitration. And companies have increasingly made mandatory arbitration a condition of employment. The question in this case was whether employees could band together in arbitration if the employment contract did not explicitly forbid such class actions. The Supreme Court's answer was that even if the contract is ambiguous, the employees have to arbitrate individually. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting nearly 700 cases of measles in 22 states. The number of confirmed cases in the U.S. this year is the highest level in 25 years. Federal health officials are blaming the outbreak on misinformation about vaccines. The current measles outbreak comes 19 years after the disease was eradicated in the United States. The CDC has issued a food safety alert amid a salmonella outbreak linked to pre-cut melons and fruit medley products. At least 117 cases have been confirmed since the outbreak was first announced nearly 2 weeks ago. The contaminated produce was shipped by Indiana-based Cato Foods and shipped under various brand names to hundreds of stores in 10 states. You're listening to NPR News. The FBI is helping authorities near San Francisco investigate a crash that's left 8 people injured, one critically. 34-year-old Isaiah Peoples is accused of deliberately driving his car into pedestrians on a crosswalk near the town of Sunnyvale late Tuesday. Police say Peoples was arrested without incident, but gave authorities no explanation for his alleged actions. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has rolled out its updated rules for the next year's Oscars. There are a few changes, but NPR's Colin Dwyer reports that the most controversial proposal was not approved.
It had been shaping up to be a clash of titans. Steven Spielberg and some other Hollywood heavyweights wanted to make it tougher for streaming services to compete for Oscars. The streaming services, meanwhile, pushed back hard. Even the Justice Department waded in, warning that such restrictions could violate antitrust rules. In the end, the fight kind of fizzled out. The Academy is leaving its eligibility rules unchanged for next year, leaving its door open for Netflix and other streamers. The Academy did make some changes, though, including a move to rename the category for foreign language films. Just call it the International Feature Film category now. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.
Facebook says it set aside $3 billion for a possible settlement with the Federal Trade Commission. The agency is investigating Facebook for possible violation of an agreement to protect user privacy. The probe began following revelations that data on 87 million Facebook users was improperly shared with a now-defunct British political consulting firm. This is NPR News in Washington.